I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the 360 podcast. All the latest in the school shooting in Colorado. Let's get started. Breaking news tonight, a 15-year-old girl is critically wounded, fighting for her life tonight after a fellow student opened fire at Arapahoe High School in Centennial, Colorado. The gunman, who was apparently targeting a teacher, at least according to early reports, is dead. Police say he took his own life. They also say they found two Molotov cocktails, the ingredients and the images so familiar by now. The outcome, fortunately, a great deal less deadly than Columbine or Sandy Hook. More now from Anna Cabrera.
At 12:33 p.m., police say a lone gunman entered the west side of the Arapahoe High School in Centennial, Colorado, armed with a shotgun. A gunman, believed to be a student at the high school, began asking for a male faculty member. That person was alerted and left the school immediately. A school janitor says he saw a student running around, dressed in tactical gear.
Well, I was turning the corner when I saw a kid running to the building on the north side of the building. He was kind of running side to side, kind of military kind of style. When I saw that, I double looked to see if it was a gun. It was a shotgun. So right away, I got on the radio to alert everyone and the staff to hey. And when he went in, and that's when I just heard the shots. I heard the loud shots.
A student was shot while in the vicinity of the shooter. That student, who is not being identified, is in serious condition. Two other students sustained injuries. Whitney Riley was with other students inside her ninth grade classroom.
We were having fun and laughing, and then all of a sudden we heard a really loud bang, and my teacher asked what it was, and then we heard two more, and we all just got up and screamed and ran into a sprinkler system room.
Our teacher was trying to calm us down, and a couple people were crying, and we were just all in the moment. We couldn't really think at all. We didn't really know it was a gunshot, but we heard the repetition, so we just thought we might as well take a procedure. And we turn off the lights and lock the door so they can't get in.
Within 14 minutes of the shooting, law enforcement entered the school looking for the shooter.
While we were securing the school and ensuring that the safety of the students and staff in that school, we located the individual that we believe to be the suspect and the active shooter. That individual is currently deceased, and he apparently killed himself.
Law enforcement say they slowly and methodically searched the school before allowing students to leave the safety of their classrooms.
We wanted to ensure that all of our students, number one, were safe, and secondly, we wanted to ensure that we had no other suspects or individuals that were collaborators with our shooter.
At about 1:30 p.m., students began exiting the school, single file, arms raised in the air, gathering at the school's running track and into the arms of parents who rushed to the school after hearing reports of the shooting.
You're frantic. It's horrible. You're super nervous. You're driving down here and trying to get here as fast as you can. So, but he's okay.
Anna Cabrera, CNN, Centennial, Colorado.